Investigators are picking through the charred wreckage of the Garuda 737-400 carrying 140 passengers, which was consumed in a fire early Wednesday. Officials say the cause of the crash is still unknown, but the airplane's in-flight recorder has been recovered and is expected to be sent to Australia for investigation. Meanwhile, hundreds of family members of the more than 20 dead passengers waited outside the forensic office at Sarjito Hospital in Yogyakarta Thursday. Inside, medical teams are examining the remains of victims, some burned beyond recognition. Members of the identification team explained that many of the bodies were burned at temperatures so high that elements normally used to identify remains, such as teeth, were destroyed. Rini Risakota, sister of one of the missing passengers, identified her brother among the bodies. She says it is difficult, but you have to control your feelings to make it easier to search the remains. Risakota says her husband helped her to remain calm, and she hopes now that they have identified her brother, she can begin grieving. Survivors of the crash have described violent shaking before the plane touched down and say the plane was going unusually fast as it approached the runway. Dr. Duijo Susono sustained minor skull fractures and a concussion in the crash. He says the airplane shook just before landing and then touched down hard and bounced off the tarmac before careening off the end of the runway.
The flight is a little bit turbulent and then the flight crashed down. By the grace of God, I'm still awake, and then hurriedly going out from the back door. The fire, I think I saw it after I was out from the aircraft. It is a traumatic situation, I think.
Australia, which lost around 5 citizens in the accident, has offered to send additional medical teams to help care for survivors. Wednesday, the Australian government sent a team of specialists to help identify the victims. Wednesday's explosion marks Indonesia's 3rd airplane crash since January 1st. The incidents have raised questions about observance of the country's aircraft maintenance and safety regulations, and the Indonesian president has ordered an investigation. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Yogyakarta, Indonesia.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。